darling. We could get out of town, see the beautiful world around, wanna see it now. Pack our bags and get in that car. Leave a little note and we'll drive real far. Let's get out, we can leave this city. Let's drive to the open air. Yeah, the countryside is so pretty, with the wind blowing in your hair. We can look back someday. Baby, don't you understand that we only get one life? I wanna make it count, honey. Come on now and take my...
This year, we've gone virtual. Artisans Northwest, a collective of artisans since 1975, is having their annual art and fine craft show on Saturday, November 21st and Sunday, November 22nd at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can join in and shop from the safety and comfort of your home. Go to our Facebook page or our website, artisansnorthwest.ca, for all the details.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
Yeah. simple again. Just be simple again.
You're tuned into the Roundup on CILU 102.7. That last one you heard there was Stay a While by Ernest Manias, and that is a absolute classic, legendary artist out of Cross Lake First Nation in Manitoba. He's known for his great live shows, and was actually here in Thunder Bay. And if you've been driving around downtown Fort William, you certainly know that, because I forget the name of the music venue there, but it's right by Victoriaville Mall. And the last time I drove by there a few weeks ago, it still had the sign, Ernest Manias coming January 31st. And that's not January 31st, 2021. That's 2020. He was here in Thunder Bay. But yeah, hope you got a chance to go out and see him.
Oh, man, I would have Definitely would have enjoyed seeing that. Probably would have been the last concert I would have got to see. Last concert that I've seen other than a quick acoustic solo show by my friend in September was actually Colorado way, way back last December. So approaching a year on not really seeing any live music by any major bands or any traveling musicians, really.
I think my last show was the Alexis on Fire reunion show there in Winnipeg in January as well. Yeah, that was a good one. Went with almost the exact same crew I went and saw them with 10 years ago at the Burt, so it was pretty cool.
Right on. Before that one, we had Just Be Simple, and that was from Songs Ohio, and that came out from 2003 on the album Magnolia Electric Company, and that's an album I just got around to listening to very recently. I know the song Farewell Transmission. I think that's their most popular song. Great tune. Kevin Morby and Waxahachie do a very good cover version on their At Home Tiny Desk concert they released earlier this year, and I think it's been covered by a lot more artists. I really want to cover that one day. Someday I'll learn it all.
I saw that this song we just played, Just Be Simple, as I was looking it up, Amanda Shires does an apparently extended, like, 8-minute cover version of it, so definitely checking that out as soon as we get off this. But
yeah, it's definitely something I'm looking forward to checking out sometime as well. And
Yeah.
What do we got coming up next year?
Speaking of things we're looking forward to check out, this is an artist of all has been I've been wanting to check out for a while. A collaboration of two artists, really. But we were just talking last week, Connor, about how I wanted to play some Phoebe Bridgers. But yeah, I don't know. All the songs I've been listening to are like 5 minutes, just like her and a piano. It's like, well, all right. Like, guess it could fit the show. But I think you've really found one here. Fits the vibe.
Yeah, I... Looking forward to hearing this one. I admittedly I haven't heard this entire album. I just heard a few songs from it, but this is a great tune. Gives me a kind of a nostalgic vibe, even though it just came out last year. So
if you've ever listened to the artist Bright Eyes, this is their singer, and I guess he really was the music project Bright Eyes, Connor Ober. So this might give you a nostalgic feeling.
Very true. Without further ado, this is the Better Oblivion Community Center with My City on CILE 102.7.
Looking out on the river bend, looking out on the thing that isn't, looking out on the freeways, push and pull, looking out for the current. Little spells of forgetfulness, little sounds that are shrill and urgent, little insects that sting as they come and go, little moments of purpose. Looking back like those Vegas are.
some sad independence. I want to be just as loud. All this freedom just freaks me out. Risk it all.
Sitting on dashboard of my car. Going 90, it ain't scary, cause I got the Virgin Mary sitting on dashboard of my car. I'm in the backseat singing Jesus, up there grinning, sitting on dashboard of my car. Green, white, pink or yellow, I don't care, he's my feller, sitting on the dashboard of my car. As long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car. Going 90, it ain't scary, cause I got the Virgin Mary sitting on the dashboard of my car. I'm in the backseat singing Jesus, up there grinning, sitting on the dashboard of my car. He's my fella sitting on the dashboard of my car.
As the years blow by, baby, the more I come to know myself, the more it seems my love grows for you. Surely I'd be dead, baby, had I gone with someone else. For this and more, my love's owed to you. Okay, anytime it feels as though my love has gone away. Okay, settle down, turn around, take this song and let it play. Got to know your heart, baby. Still so much for me to learn. And as I do, my love stays with you. Surely I'd be dumb, baby, had I made another turn. Glad the turn that I made was you. Okay. Anytime it feels as though my love has gone away. Okay, settle down, turn around, take this song, let it play. Okay, anytime it feels as though my love has gone away. Okay, settle down, turn around, and take this song, let it play.
You're tuned in to the Roundup here on CILU 102.7, and that last one, K by Mac DeMarco off of his most recent album, Here Comes the Cowboy. Before that, we had Plastic Jesus by Tia Blake.
And yeah, that song there was released in 1972, and that was the only recording by Tia Blake. She was a folk artist who only released one album as a, I believe, a young woman in her 20s in there in 1972. And the heck of a voice, and great song choice with that one for sure. And then decided, nah, I'm just going to move to North Carolina and become an editor. And that's what she did. Never released another album, but it was a good one there.
Yeah, yeah, I like that tune. And it's interesting. You definitely see a lot of artists back in the 70s or 80s releasing one or two albums and then just exiting the music business completely and going on to completely different things. And whether that's because they wanted to exit or whether they just didn't have a recording contract, or maybe they just were in an unfavorable recording contract and they wanted to up and leave and just get out of the music business. But
barriers to entry were definitely higher. If you didn't have a recording contract, it was, you couldn't just put your songs out on the internet and go play some shows and get heard like you can now. So,
yeah, yeah, that was definitely a factor. We kicked this last block off with My City by Better Oblivion Community Center. And going back to that Mac DeMarco song, I really enjoy that tune. His whole Here Comes the Cowboy album, definitely a lot mellower than what we've come to expect from Mr. DeMarco, but that's probably the most mellow song of the bunch off of an album that has plenty of mellow songs. And chord changes on that one remind me a lot of Paul McCartney. And spoiler alert, we might be hearing from the man, Mr. McCartney himself, Sir Paul, by the time this episode is over.
Don't give it away now.
Leave the song choice there as a surprise, though.
Awesome.
What do we got coming up next?
Love that tune. Well, what we got coming up here now is a tune from a compilation album that was released in 2016 by the Nashville star producer Dave Cobb, who's been responsible for a lot of the best music coming out of Nashville in the most recent years, and got a group of his buddies together to produce this album. So without further ado, here's Jason Isbell, God is a Working Man, CILU 102.7.
I need a whole new set of problems, said the preacher to the thief. I've seen nothing here but miracles, and it's shaking my belief. And if everything's a miracle, the saints are just a mob, and a man who works wonders is just trying to do his job. Hail to the working man, my son, up there trying to get it done. When every horse needs water and every weed needs some, hail to the working man, my friend. He won't clock out till the end. When every saint and sinner's race is run. My grandpa was a preacher, Pentecostal kind, and they take the Lord so seriously, you think they'd lost their mind. They pray out loud, speak in tongues, and some might take up snakes, but my grandpa was a working man, and he never took a break. Hail to the working man, like Pop, never saw him drink a drop. He knew what I was up to, but he didn't call the cops. Hail to the working man on high, give us plenty fish to fry. He might judge you, but he'll never make you stop.
what part was the hardest? Knowing you were never the smartest. Yes, you were working as a sandwich artist, as far as I know. I wish I could warn her. Don't let them paint you into no corner. No, don't ever sign a bad deal with Warner. That much I know. Guess I'll never ever learn my own lesson, but what do I know? Could you ever believe us if we turned right round and come back to Jesus? I know that Mother Nature never did need us, that much I know.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. The Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
This is the Roundup here on CILU 102.7, and that was Good Kid by Chris Acker. And preceding that, we had Fair Share by Bahamas, preceded by Over the Red Cedar by Charlie Parr. And before that, we had Jason Isbell with God is a Working Man.
Yeah, and I quite like that tune. That was my first time hearing it right then and there, and love the lyrics. I love Jason Isbell always seeming to find a way to combine religious themes and themes of the South with also very, I don't necessarily want to say progressive, but kind of progressive ideas compared to very progressive ideas and touting the idea that Jesus isn't a gun-toting Republican like a lot of people claim that he is.
Yeah, just sort of relating those kinds of bigger themes of God to smaller themes like your relationships with your family. So yeah, it's a
God such is a great working man. Songwriter, and I actually did get the chance to see him live, but I actually didn't know who he was at the time, unfortunately.
Folk Fest?
He was opening for a few different people. I think Ryan Adams and Milky Chance also played that night at Winnipeg Folk Fest back in the year 2016. And Jason Isbell, I really, really liked him. I just didn't know any of his songs. I thought he was great. He was shredding guitar solos left, right, and center, and just overall having a great time. But didn't know any of his music at the time. I didn't even know who the Drive-By Truckers were back then. But yeah, I got to say
that. No.
Very, very good live music.
Show. Yeah. I was at a concert and I met this random guy who said Ryan Adams was a really huge asshole to him that night. So, you know, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's a testimony I got. So,
yeah. Testimony.
That's my story from Winnipeg Folk Fest 2016.
Winnipeg Folk Fest. Bahamas also played Winnipeg Folk Fest, but I didn't end up seeing Bahamas. I forget who was playing at the same time, but must have been someone really good if I missed out on seeing Bahamas for that. Might have been Car Seat Headrest. Maybe I'm getting my years mixed up. Ooh. I've been to four of them, so at this point... could have been anyone. Anyways.
Yeah, I wouldn't be skipping Car Seat Headrest, but here's an artist I definitely wouldn't skip if they were coming anywhere near me. And we got one off of his album from 2006, The Information. No complaints. Here's Beck, CILU 102.7.
Find you standing in some astral plane where there are no shadows. Roya, I am only but the memory of my body. I was searching all directions when you caught me, laying breathless as I tried to scream your name anywhere the wind would blow. Roya, my guardian of my soul, and the empty days of old, I think they're over. For I smell oleander from the grove. Roya, your spirit is a dream that reaches daylight, blossoming inside you till it lay right on your tongue. To never tell no one what you told me, I can hear it singing now. Roya, my guardian of the soul,
You're here on CILU 102.7, and we're getting right to the end of the roundup here tonight. That last one you heard there was an absolute classic by the Dixie Chicks, or the Chicks now, I should say, and that was There's Your Trouble off of their breakthrough debut. I shouldn't say debut, because they were technically, well, not technically, they were banned for several years, decades even, before Natalie Maines joined in 1998 for that album Wide Open Spaces. But I mean, once she joined, it kind of hit superstardom, and one of the biggest country artists of best-selling country artists of all time, with very good reason, songs like that. For that, we had Daniel Romano with his brand new song Drugged Vinegar off of his new album How Ill Thy World Is Ordered. And that is a real, absolute, really interesting album. Definitely a little bit more up-tempo. Turned it up a notch from his previous, more subdued, country-focused albums. A great Canadian artist there. And started that block off with Beck, No Complaints.
And yeah, we don't have a whole lot of time left for this episode, but we got two more for you. I'm going to kick this off with some Merle Haggard with Got Lonely Too Early This Morning. Yeah, that's a tongue twister. And then we'll end it with the Paul McCartney that I promised you earlier in the episode, with a song off his Ram album with the Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey medley. And it's all coming to you on the roundup here on CILU 102.7.
Too early this morning, along about 3:30 a.m. Woke up in a big empty bedroom. The TV had gone off again. Got lonely too early this morning. Hey, lonely was laying like dirt. Got lonely too early this morning. Ready to hurt. Thinking of you, I try not to bother you, darling, 'cause I know that you don't want me to. Try to look over me calling this morning. I know it's the wrong time of day, but I just had to talk to somebody. Now I can't find nothing to say. Lonely too early this morning. Hey, long about 3:30 a.m. Woke up in a big empty bedroom. The TV had gone off again. Got lonely too early this morning. Hey, lonely was laying like dirt. Got lonely too early this morning. Was ready to hurt.
We're so sorry. Oh. sorry, but we have nothing all day. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But if anything should happen, we'll be sure to give a ring.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
CILU now presents the Putumayo World Music Hour.
Mix up, world we're living in, yeah, it's up. Mix up, world we're living in, yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Putumayo World Music Hour, a musical journey around the globe. And today we'll explore the rich musical tapestry of España. I'm Rosalie Howarth, and Spain is one of the most dynamic, energetic music centers of the world. Each region has its own special flavor. The flamenco music of Andalusia evolved through the interplay of Arabic, Gypsy, Jewish, and Spanish musical traditions. Catalonia is a melting pot of Mediterranean influences. Its largest city, Barcelona, is home to the mestizo, or mixed musical movement, which brings together Latin rhythms, Gypsy rumba,